Okay, I've read through all this, and I think a lot of people have some misconceptions here. So first of all, some history. The extent interface was written in Lucid Emacs before either text properties or overlays were created. RMS disagreed with the idea that properties of text should be intervals, and so he created text properties where instead they are properties of characters, and he wrote a whole diatribe on why text properties should not be intervals. But then later on, he discovered that you did indeed need to have intervals in some cases, so he created overlays, and he made this somewhat arbitrary distinction between the two of them, where one of them always gets copied to strings and the other one never does. Meanwhile, Jamie created FontLock, and he used extents because that was all that Lucid Emacs had. And he did do both the syntactic and the regular expression phases, but later on he decided that it would be easier to implement FontLock in terms of text properties because he was having to do a lot of splitting and merging of extents, which is exactly what the text property interface is supposed to do. So he created the text property interface compatible with FSF and implemented in terms of extents. And from the ex-Emacs perspective, the only difference between extents and text properties is the logical difference between intervals and interval properties and character properties. You can use either one, just depending on which one is easier. They're not supposed to have any restrictions on what sort of behavior they can have. For example, the arbitrary restriction about duplicable versus non-duplicable. And one is not supposed to be more or less powerful than the other, although probably extents will be more powerful because they're the native interface. Now, rewriting the FontLock code in terms of extents would simply be going backwards and would not gain any efficiency, I don't think. It would probably be less efficient because you'd be doing in Lisp a lot of the stuff that's done in C currently concerning merging and splitting. Now, the extent code was originally written in terms of doubly linked lists, which is quite inefficient, and I rewrote it in terms of the gap array structure, and at that point I considered using balanced binary trees, but I came to the conclusion that writing balanced binary tree code is a whole lot more complicated, and I wasn't convinced that it was in practice going to be any faster. It may well be slower. It's true that balanced binary trees have better worst-case behavior than the gap array, but they have the constant factors are much higher for balanced binary trees, and also the size of the extents would have to get much larger because of all the extra pointers you'd have to maintain. Now, the gap array, the constant factors in the gap array are very fast, and in practice, they work well because of the locality that is almost always involved in extent manipulations. And even if you don't have so much locality and you do have to do a big block move of memory, block moves are very fast as a rule because processors are optimized specifically to make block moves very fast. In any case, this is all fairly irrelevant because the differences in speed between the balanced binary trees and the gap array only matters when you're actually modifying extents or text properties, and it appears that the time is being spent inside of the map extents code and not inside of any code that's modifying any extents. Switching to balanced binary trees is not going to make map extents any faster. It's a equally difficult operation in either case, and you have logarithmic time if you're searching for something in either case. Let me make a side comment that if it is true that the time is being spent in map extents, which it does appear to be, according to profiling that Martin did, then switching from text properties to extents is not going to make any difference at all, because the time is not being spent in the text property front end layer. But it's quite possible you can speed map extents up. If you look at the function, it's very ugly, and it has a whole lot of kludgy stuff that I added to make it faster in a lot of cases. And it has a bunch of random caches and stuff that are added to it, but none of this has been subjected to any sort of rigorous analysis. It's just something that worked well in practice. Basically, map extents bytend was very slow when I first wrote it, so I just kept tweaking it until it was fairly fast. But I'm positive that with some more determined analysis and profiling, that this function could probably be made a whole lot faster.